Good morning. It is Sunday, November the 3rd, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, we've had some windy and wet weather recently, and that always produces some power outages here in the mountains. As we go into a season that is going to produce more of that weather, what would you like to say to town residents?
Well, it's inevitable that we'll be losing power. And I know this past week, we had those days of drenching rain followed by high winds. And to be quite frank, that is just a formula for power outages. Mm-hmm. And we're facing, you know, the winter where we will be having more bad weather and high winds. So I'd just like to remind folks a couple of things. One is to be patient. Usually when the power goes out, it's not just at your house, but, you know, across the town or a wide area of the town. And we're always monitoring that. We have crews on standby 24/7 all during the year. So they respond very quickly to outages. And then also, if it happens during the business day, you can call Town Hall at 526-2118. And then we have a system where our people at the front desk actually have a radio, and they will dispatch the electrical crews to the area that's been affected. Now, after hours, again, patience is really needed, but if you lose the power and it doesn't come on after a while, you might want to call the non-emergency number for Macon County, which would be 828-526-4131. Let me emphasize, that's a non-emergency line. In other words, when a call comes in, the 911 dispatchers will take it when they can get to it, but we do not want people to type 911. Please do not call 911 over a power outage, because there have been cases where we've lost power in Highlands and we almost crashed the 911 system by everybody immediately calling in. But again, we are always monitoring our electrical grid, and we get to those outages and try to get them back up as soon as possible. Sometimes, though, we have things like a car hitting a telephone pole or a tree crashing a major line, and it takes a little bit of time, but we'll be ready to respond to any situation.
Well, Mr. Mayor, the weather affected a big event in Highlands this past week, and that was the annual trick-or-treating downtown. Not an isolated situation. Municipalities up and down the eastern seaboard, even up into Canada, moved Halloween celebrations to Friday or another date because of nasty weather. What led to the decision here in Highlands?
Well, it's a joint process. Our Highlands Chamber of Commerce actually is the sponsor and puts on that event for Halloween night, the trick-or-treating. So they consulted with the town officials, our town manager, myself, also our Highlands Police Department, our police chief and fire department, because we all have to work together in closing the streets, closing 64 Main Street. So it was a joint decision to postpone the event until that Friday. And it's a tough call, because you're having to make that decision 3 days out. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have a very good idea how the weather conditions are going to be, but you never know. But it's better to err on the side of caution, especially unlike the Christmas parade or other events where, you know, we can tolerate a little bit of rain or everything. When you have a lot of children out and the next day's a school day, you don't want to put them in heavy rain or cold weather conditions or high winds or lightning. So we decided to err on caution and postpone it until that Friday, where the reports were that it would be very good weather and clear. So we made a joint decision, and I think it was the wise thing to do.
Well, hopefully the weather will be good this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as that is the Highlands Food and Wine Festival. Big event here in town. And Mr. Mayor, I understand you met with the committee last week for, I guess, a final check before the big show.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually attend that meeting, but, you know, our staff met with the Food and Wine Committee, because, again, there's a lot of coordination that has to go on with closing of streets, like at the park to set up the tent, closing of Main Street between 4th and 5th for that big event on Saturday. So they ironed out all the issues, all the final details before putting on this event. It does take a lot of coordinated effort because we'll have a tremendous number of people here enjoying the food and wine, and a lot of people will have to, you know, be hitting their marks and making sure everything gets done at the precise moment. So it's a great event, and I really want to shout out to all the organizations, the Food and Wine Festival folks, the Chamber, and everybody for putting on a great event.
Well, though the leaves on the trees have turned red and gold, which ones are still on the trees, but I understand your thoughts were towards something more green this past week, and that was a meeting you did attend talking about a possible Highlands Cashers Greenway.
That's right. We've been meeting with some folks, some representatives in Cashers, and by meeting, we have our mapping department here in Highlands and some interested people, our Greenway folks here in Highlands is part of the group, Stephanie Edwards and the Chamber folks over in Cashers. They're all working with us. We're all working together to come up with a possible path or route for a Greenway trail that would connect the two communities. We've been doing this now for several months and meeting periodically. We've even sent some folks out on some trails in the Forest Service areas to see if it's possible to do that. That work continues. There's nothing concrete for us to share with the public at this time because we're still looking at alternatives, options, challenges about, you know, private property. How do you work around that and so forth? So it's going to take a lot more time before we can have any kind of definitive information about how this could be brought about. It's an ongoing project that will take years to actually, you know, complete.
Well, something that is going to be finished on Tuesday would be voting. That is election day for the three town board positions that are up for a vote this year. Seven candidates in the running, and that means that every vote really is going to count.
That's right. And as of last Friday, we had over 100 early voters come in and cast their ballots. And this is a real critical election. Three of our commissioner seats will be decided in this election. We have seven candidates. We have over 900 registered voters. Some of the people that operate the polls, I've met with them and asked them how things are going. And they say, well, we think, Mayor, that you'll have about a third of the voters come and vote in this election. I've tried to tell them, no, I believe we'll have at least 50%. And I hope I'm right and that their projections are not right. Because to me, it'd be a shame for us to make this big of a decision. Half of the Board of Commissioners will be decided in this election. And for us to have a low turnout like just a third of the voters, I just think that that would just be so unfortunate. It'll only take someone about 10 minutes to go in, check in as a voter of the town of Highlands, and then cast your ballot. So it's only a short time that we're asking that everybody that's registered to vote, you know, give to this process. And my concern is we could have a low turnout, and all of a sudden, just maybe three or four votes would determine who gets a seat and who doesn't. And our candidates have put in a lot of effort in, you know, making their views known. And I just hope that all the voters that are registered will come and vote. And, you know, in the paper I wrote in my column, and I'll repeat it again, if you see a problem in Highlands and you're a registered voter but you didn't bother to vote, think real hard when you come to me or a commissioner to complain, because, to be quite frank, we're elected officials, and when people say, I vote or I voted for you, we're very attentive and we are very responsive. So I expect people, as a part of their citizenship, is to go out and vote and express their opinions and views about who they want to represent them. And then it's our obligation as elected officials to be responsible to the voters and to the taxpayers. So I'm making an impassioned plea here on Sunday morning, and that is take a little bit of time on Tuesday and go and make your voice known in our wonderful voting system.
And on that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.